有一点的试炼。
So there are some testing that occurred.
结果他们就搬走了。
And then they moved away.
结果他们就到了摩亚地区了。
They came to the land of Moab.
但是现在呢，他们听见说神眷顾自己的百姓。
But now they heard that God had visited His people.
赐粮食给他们。
And giving them food.
所以经过了10年。
So after 10 years,
丈夫没有了。
She lost her husband.
3个寡妇。
3 widows.
怎么过日子呢？
How can you live?
那么听说神眷顾自己的百姓。
They heard that God visited His people.
所以她就和两个儿妇就起身，就从摩亚地要归回。
So she rose with her 2 daughter-in-laws and wanted to return to the land of Canaan.
但走到一半的时候，But
halfway there,
这个婆婆就对两个媳妇说，
The mother-in-law said to the 2 daughter-in-laws,
你们个人回娘家去吧。
You ought to go back to your own mother's home.
愿耶和华恩待你们。
May God bless you.
像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。
May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead.
愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得着平安。
And may the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband.
所以拿俄米就和他们分别。
So then Naomi wanted to split ways with them.
结果他们就放声痛哭。
And then they wept.
他们说不然我们必与你一同回你本国去。
But we will surely return with you to your people.
你看两个媳妇都这么说。
The 2 daughter-in-laws said the same thing.
两个媳妇根本在摩亚地长大的。
The 2 daughter-in-laws grew up in the land of Moab.
他们从来不知道迦南地是怎么一回事。
They don't know what the land of Canaan is about.
实在说来，
Strictly speaking,
他们本来是拜偶像。
They were ones who worshipped idols.
就是因为嫁到拿俄米这个家了。
But because they married into the family of Naomi,
认识了独一的真神。
They came to know the one and true God.
我们知道，
We know that.
挪阿米的两个儿子娶外邦女子是错的。So
that the Naomi's 2 sons marrying Gentiles was wrong.
但是外路德和他的路德和厄尔巴嫁给这个两个以色列人是对的。So
but for Ruth and Orpah to marry to these Israelites, it was the right thing.
错是他们的丈夫。The
wrong was on the husband.
但神恩待他们。But
God was gracious to them.
因着这个连结，他们认识了独一的真神。Because
of this union, they came to know the one and true God.
他们看见了一个。
They saw a world that they have never seen before.
在摩亚，他们跟随偶像。
In Moab, Noah, they followed idols.
现在他们敬拜又真又活。
Now they worship the one and true God.
所以请记得。
So remember.
这是拿俄米，这是俄阿巴的遭遇，这也是。 路德的遭遇。
This is Orpah's end as well as Ruth's end.
所以等到拿俄米要他们回去的时候，他们不肯。
So when Naomi wanted them to return, they didn't want to.
那这个时候拿俄米就分析给他们听。
So at this point, Naomi explained the situation to them.
她说：“你们为什么要跟从我呢？”
So why are you following me?
我还能够生子吗？
Can I have sons in my womb?
做你们的丈夫吗？
That they may be your husbands?
所以我女儿们呢，回去我年纪已经老迈。
Return, my daughters. Go for I am too old to have a husband.
不能再有丈夫。
Can I have a husband?
机会有，机会说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等到他们长大呢？
If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear son, would you therefore wait until they grow?
你们岂能够等着他们不嫁别人呢？
Would you therefore refrain from marrying?
我女儿们呢，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me.
那很清楚的。
It's very clear.
拿俄米很明显的给两个媳妇看。
Naomi clearly showed her 2 daughters.
你如果跟我回去，
if you follow me and go back,
这条路是死路。
This way is the way of death.
你们的前途在摩亚。
Your future is in Moab.
你们的前途不在迦南。
Your future is not in Canaan.
而且最稀奇的，
and the most amazing thing was this.
有一个传说，
there is a tradition that says this.
他们说这个拿俄米呀，
they said Naomi，
这个路德啊，
Ruth，
很可能就是士师记里面 那个摩亚王伊基伦的女儿。
So very possibly that Ruth was the daughter of that king Eglon.
那如果这样的话，他更没有理由离开，更没有理由到迦南地区。
So there's even less of a reason for them to return to Canaan.
所以现在路非常清楚。
So now the way was very clear.
你跟拿俄米这条路是一条死路。
If you follow Naomi, is the way of death.
是一条绝路。
Is a dead end.
是没有盼望的。
There is no hope.
所以这个时候他们要坐下来。 计算他们的代价。
So now they had to calculate the cost that they had to pay.
因为感情的缘故。
Now because of their love for Naomi,
他们舍不得拿俄米。
They didn't want to leave Naomi.
但是现在他们的理智需要冷静下来。
But now their reasoning had to cool down.
想想他们的前途。
Think about their future.
这时候拿俄米没有鼓励他们。
Now Naomi did not encourage them.
拿俄米并不是因为他们情感一时冲动就跟着他们一起上去了。
So Naomi didn't because they were so moved that they didn't want to leave that she just let them go.
如果你们真要上去的话
If you want to come with me,
你们应该算好的
You have to count the cost.
你们应该知道说那个代价是什么样的代价
You have to know what kind of price you have to pay.
没有前途的
You have no future.
你看见吗三个寡妇
Three widows.
你看见吗根本不可能有前途的
You cannot have a future.
那么 Naomi 讲得很清楚
Naomi laid it out very clearly.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
所以他说耶和华伸手攻击我
Said Jehovah has hand is upon me.
你看见拿阿米学了很深的功课。
Naomi learned a deep lesson.
她心中非常的痛苦。
Her heart was very difficult.
她当初没有想到会带着两个寡妇回家。
She never imagined that she would bring back two widows with her.
她们还年轻。
They are still young.
她们当然应该留在这里。
They ought to still stay.
所以拿阿米就再三劝她们。
So Naomi encouraged them again.
那这个时候两个儿妇又放声而哭。
So then the two daughters wept again.
那尔巴就和婆婆亲嘴就离开她
Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and left
你看见吗
You see that
等到虽然情感很冲动
Even though emotionally it was very difficult
但是理智冷静下来
When reasoning set in
你算算你的代价
When you count the cost
现在你要问
Now you have to ask
我还要往前走吗
Do I want to continue
那结果尔巴就离开了拿阿米
Then Orpah left Naomi
但是圣经说只是路德舍不得拿阿米
But Ruth clung to her
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
舍不得这三个字
This, the phrase is Ruth clung to her
是一个很重要很重要的字
It's a very important phrase
这个字就解开了整本的路德记
This phrase explained the whole book of Ruth
那这个字是怎么字呢
What is that word in the original?
我们读一下创世纪
Let us read the book of Genesis
同样的一个字是希伯来字
It is the same word in Hebrew
第二章创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体24节
Verse 24 For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife and they shall become one flesh
你看英文是 cleave to his wife 就是说与妻子联合
Shall cleave to his wife in English
那么这个 cleave 这个字在希伯来文
Now this word cleave in Hebrew
就是舍不得那个字
Is that word clung in the book of Ruth
我们再说这个路德舍不得拿俄米
Ruth clung onto Naomi
那么如果亚当跟夏娃联合成为一个人的话
Now if Adam and Eve became one person
你看见夫妻之间的联合是最亲密的联合
Now the union between husband and wife is the most intimate union
所以这里讲到联合的时候
So when you speak about union here
是两个人是一个人的
It's these two people are one people
所以这是所有联合里面最强的一种联合
So it's the strongest union between two people
明白吗
You see that?
在创世纪
In Genesis,
是用在夏娃跟亚当的身上。
It is used to describe Adam and Eve.
但是请记得
But remember,
现在是用在拿俄米跟路德的身上。
Here it is used to describe between Ruth and Naomi.
意思就是说
In other words,
我拿把二八可以说再见
Orpah can say goodbye
但路德不能
Ruth couldn't
她可以做我不能做
She can't do it but I can't
路德舍不得拿俄米
Ruth clung to Naomi
你明白吗
You see that
那个舍不得
That cling
好像亚当舍不得夏娃
Is that like Adam couldn't let go
夏娃舍不得亚当
Eve had to cling on to Adam
那个难分难舍的情形就是这里所说的舍不得
That difficulty of separation it was what is explained here
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
人间最大的难分难舍就是丈夫与妻子
So the most difficult separation is that between the husband and the wife
不要忘记
But don't forget
圣经用这么强烈的一个字眼
The Bible used such a strong word
来给我们看见说路德舍不得 Naomi.
To see that Ruth clung to her.
那不止一次。
Not only once.
一共用了三次。
Used the word three times.
你只要重复的使用，你就知道这个是很重要的一个字。
If it's repeated in the Bible, it's very important.
你明白吗？
You see that?
你要用圣经来解释圣经。
You have to use the Bible to explain the Bible.
是你喜欢怎么解释就怎么解释。
It's not, you cannot interpret it however you want.
你要找出事实出来。
You have to find the facts.
这里舍不得，这是很重要的字。
So Ruth clung to her is a very important word.
那么还有一个地方在哪里呢？
Another portion, where is it?
我再读一下。
I'll read it there.
第二章
，Chapter Two.
啊，第八节
，Verse Eight.
波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。”
It says, then Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field.
不要离开这里。
He says, furthermore, do not go on from this one.
这里是指着波阿斯的田说的。
Here refers to the land of Boaz.
Field
of Boaz.
你不要往别人的田里去。
Don't go to anybody else's field.
拾取麦穗。
To glean.
你不要离开这里。
Don't leave this field.
现在你所在的田地是波阿斯的田地。
So the field you're on is Boaz's field.
所以你不要离开这个田地。
So do not leave this field.
那个希伯来原文什么意思？
What is the original Hebrew?
你要舍不得这块田地。
You are to cling on to this field.
意思就是说。
In other words.
你和这块地的关系。
The relationship between you and this land.
就好像亚当跟夏娃的关系。
It's like the relationship between Adam and Eve.
你明白吗？这是很强烈、很强烈的字。
It's a very strong word used.
这是第二个地方。
This is the second place.
第三个地方。
The third place.
第二十二节，第二章二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
拿阿米对儿妇路德说：“女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去。”
And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maids."
那跟着使女出去。
It says that you go out with his maids.
那个原文就是你要舍不得这些使女。
In the original, this is also that you are to cling on to the other maids.
你要连于这些使女。
You are to be united with the other maids.
明白吗？
You see, understand?
所以在整个路德记里面
，the whole book of Ruth，
一共三次用了舍不得、舍不得、舍不得。
You find this word cling three times.
或者连于、连于、连于。
Or united, united, united.
那么这个连于、这个 cleave 这个字呢，实在说来就像婚姻的那个连结一样。
Or the word cleave is that union in marriage.
所以这什么意思？
So what does that mean?
等到最后。
In the end,
你知道路德不就嫁给波阿斯？
Didn't Ruth marry Boaz?
所以最后故事是讲到波阿斯与路德的连结。
In the end, it speaks about the union of Boaz and Ruth.
那么讲到这个连结的故事的时候，
And then when you speak about this story of union,
你看见在整个故事里面，圣灵刻意的凸显那三个字：舍不得，舍不得，舍不得。
And the Holy Spirit especially placed three words.Clean, clean, clean.
或者说连于连于连于
Or union, union, union.
那么波阿斯跟路德连结的故事
Now the story of the union between Boaz and Ruth.
他们终于走到地坛那一端
They finally went to the other side of the church.
这是美丽爱情的故事
Now this is a story of love.
你怎么解释这个故事
How do you explain this?
我们刚才所说的三个地方是三把钥匙
The three places we mentioned are three keys.
那里讲的连结连结连结
It speaks about cleave, cleave, cleave.
那么最后呢他们终于走到地毯那一端
They finally went to the other side of the red carpet.
然后过着非常幸福美满的生活
And they lived happily ever after.
那那个解释在哪里
What is the explanation?
那个解释就是刚才我们所看的这几个解释
It is the three places we read earlier.
所以你就知道说这些话是紧紧连在一起
So you know that these three words are very interrelated.
这里面充满了意思的
This full of meaning.
那现在让我来解释一下
So now let me explain this.
路德代表我们
Ruth represents us.
波阿斯代表基督
Boaz represents Christ.
这是很清楚的
Very clear.
你只要读这一段圣经
If you just want to study this portion.
我们就是路德
We are Ruth.
我们是外邦的女人
We are a Gentile woman.
我们本来与神的约没有关系
We had nothing to do with the covenant of God.
结果有一天我们居然来到了迦南美地
But one day we came to the land of Canaan.
而且我们居然来了波阿斯那块田
And we came to the field of Boaz.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们遇见波阿斯
We met Boaz.
这不是我们的 救的故事吗？
Isn't this the story of our salvation?
所以我们就在波阿斯田里面拾取麦穗。
So then we were gleaning in the field of Boaz.
我们聚会。
We meet.
我们祷告。
We pray.
我们唱诗。
We sing hymns.
我们就等于在波阿斯田里面拾取了许多的麦穗。
We are gleaning in the field of Boaz.
那这就是故事了。
This is the story.
等到最后的时候呢？
In the end.
讲到波阿斯，讲了路德嫁给了波阿斯。
It speaks about Ruth,